trying to hit the cannabis sector is like trying to hit a seed with a wiffle ball bat. But it's not three strikes and you're out. It's one strike and life in maximum security prisons. Ask Ross Ulbricht, founder of the Great Silk Road. I don't think he ordered a murder for hire. I think these extra charges were slapped on him by the media, who, in spite of all their claims about ethics and fair and balanced journalism, print every single one of their publications on paper made from pulp timber. Could that have been a factor in Ross Ulbricht's life in maximum security prison without possibility of parole sentence? ? Food for thought. Oh, speaking of food, cannabis sounds good. I could eat the stuff. Like, I'm not a big believer in the Bible, but if I had to be like cast out of society and like live on shrubs, like, I don't know, like some guy did, like, I think I'd choose cannabis, like cannabis and water, like some like ox somewhere. Where am I going here? Anyway, hold on. The cost of murder of pro-per litigant Christopher Crosby to the government PR people is going to be unreal punishment. Let's get back to fashion. So if you check out my site, you can see our Mongolian model, Uka Undrum, in the changing colors. Now that's very tastefully designed clothing, like awesome cold weather gear, made out of hemp, stylish, upscale, and sexy. Sexy as hell. I don't know. Actually, hell is probably not that sexy. Let's just say it's sexy. Like, at least I like this kind of clothing. Now, the derivatives that are going to, like, morph off of this, like, base model advisor bot are going to be, like, unlimited. It's going to be, like, camouflage, cold weather gear made out of hemp, stylish. Awesome jewelry designs on it and shapes you've never heard of. The green fireball logo with intricate gold-plated Mongolian-style designs coming off of it with microchip mutations and variations. Teched the fuck out cold weather gear. All colors, blue, green, blue camo, solid blue, men's robes made out of hemp, men's towels made out of hemp. Put your logos on it. Make it a symbol of pride. Whatever you're proud of, unless it's gobbling down fake news all the time, when the real news and the real issue is cannabis and hemp versus pulp timber. Berkeley, California was the battleground. Berkeley, California. Birthplace of both the atomic bomb and the free speech movement. heavy politics involved in this sort of things and these sort of issues. These sort of once thought irreconcilable dualities of philosophy concerning warfare and the cannabis hemp's issue. I'd been walking through Berkeley after I came back from Israel, dejected. I was staying at, let's just say, a very mediocre digs and walking Telegraph, and I bought some jewelry made out of hemp, and I even bought a ring made out of hemp, because like that rope is strong and my weapons are made out of the stuff, like ancient warrior style, like quote unquote barbarian, like big plastic spikes made out of hemp thermoplastic, like on round spiked balls that extend on rope made of hemp, all in beautiful dye colors, with a handle made out of hemp thermoplastic too, that even has a sword you can draw from it, also made out of hemp thermoplastic, cold forged and heat forged. Yeah, I wanted hemp. It was kind of like raggedy, like I had a ring made out of hemp and it got like nasty and worn down within a couple weeks. But like the rope, I was kind of fixated on it somehow in my mind, like an issue. Wasn't the first thing I wanted to get involved in marketing. Like on the surface exterior, it does not have a lot of sex appeal. But deep issues are not always the most glamorous for mass consumption. Maybe later. Once the chips have settled and people get paid. Jewish fashion, it sucks. It sucks. It stinks. These religious Jews dress up in their Sunday suits and get their fucking undrews in a twist over Christianity. I mean, really, if you're going to like oppose like a different ideology, don't like dress in their clothing to a T and make it your like everyday garb, geeks. Other Jewish clothing, outrageous streamel hats. I don't know. We're aiming for humane. I don't want to make mine out of fur. We'll have like bear's fur, wolf's fur, white tiger's fur, fox fur, all the stuff, beautiful, made out of hemp. Yeah, Jewish fashion. Sorry, I didn't find my sect and dance my jig. I didn't want to celebrate Purim and celebrate the Jewish queen getting pimped as like an eternal messianic holiday. You know, like the top like Jewish female in the country getting pimped to like the foreign king and then like getting drunk and spinning little fucking clicking things. I wasn't cool enough for Israel or any of those groups. So fashion rogue, outlaw, cannabis, and hemp's quote-unquote thought leader, Jesse Gilbert. We've launched a new fashion robot. It's called Ukabot. She's your fashion instructor for designing all new pro cannabis lines that you can do profit sharing on as long as you put our green fireball logo on it. Get it? If you aren't using strategy, you're bending over for somebody who is.